listening to the G-Ray Records Music Network. You enjoy.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're looking at something pretty interesting for creators. YouTube's got this new AI music assistant tool.
Yeah, it sounds like a potential game changer. For anyone who's, you know, struggled with finding background music, that whole copyright minefield, this could be, well, a big help. We're basing this on info compiled by G-Ray Records, by the way.
Absolutely. I think every creator knows that pain. Just searching and searching for something good, something safe. So YouTube stepping in with AI, our mission today, to really dig into this music assistant, what it is, how it works, and maybe most importantly, what it could mean for your projects.
Sounds good.
Okay, so let's jump in. What exactly is this AI music assistant?
Okay, so think of it as a new feature inside YouTube's Creator Music Marketplace. It sort of builds on things they've tested before, like Dream Tracks. That was another AI music experiment.
Right. I remember that.
Yeah. So the music assistant is focused on making instrumental tracks, royalty-free ones, for like your main videos, the longer ones.
Instrumental tracks. So not songs with lyrics, at least not yet.
Seems like instrumentals for now. And the cool part is how you get them.
How's that?
It uses text prompts. Simple ones. You just describe what you need. The source mentioned things like study music or maybe upbeat motivational tunes.
You just type that in.
Pretty much. And the AI then spits out several different options based on your description.
Wow. Okay. Multiple options from just a few words. That sounds powerful. Gives you choices.
Exactly. The idea is to give you, the creator, some real options that hopefully, you know, fit what you're trying to do with your video.
Right. So let's break down the key features. What makes this stand out?
Well, number one has to be the royalty-free aspect. That's huge. Using this music means, you know, less worrying about copyright strikes or claims popping up later.
Oh, definitely. That peace of mind is worth a lot. No more crossing your fingers hoping a track is okay.
For sure. And it's not just about avoiding problems, is it? It's also about getting the right sound. Customization.
Ah, yes. Tell me more about that.
Well, you can apparently get quite specific. Like, tell what instruments you want, the mood, the vibe, maybe even what kind of video it's for. So you end up with something much more tailored than just grabbing a generic track.
That sounds incredibly useful. Getting music that actually fits, not just something generic. And the cost.
That's maybe the best part. It's free.
Free? Really?
Yeah, free to use. High quality custom background music, zero cost. That's a pretty attractive offer.
It really is, especially for people just starting out or on a tight budget. Makes things more accessible.
Mm-hmm. And it's built right in.
Into YouTube Studio.
Yep, integrated into Creator Music, which is currently in beta, but it's right there in YouTube Studio.
So you don't have to go hunting on different websites or anything.
Exactly. Seamless integration. It's right where you're already managing your videos.
Okay, makes sense. So practically speaking, I'm making a video. I need music. How do I use this thing? Step by step.
It sounds pretty straightforward. You open it up in Creator Music, you type in your prompt, describe the music, the AI does its thing, generates a few tracks, you listen, pick the one you like, download it. Done.
Just like that.
Seems like it. Designed to be quick and easy.
That really cuts down on what can be a super time-consuming process. Browsing endless libraries.
Totally. It frees you up to focus on, you know, the actual content of your video, not the admin around the music.
No, this tool, it feels like part of something bigger, doesn't it? Is YouTube doing more with AI for creators?
It definitely looks that way. The info we have suggests they're also playing around with an auto music syncing feature. But this one's aimed more at short form video, like shorts.
Oh, interesting. Auto syncing, how would that work?
The idea seems to be it could automatically match music beats to your video clips. Or maybe even like create a quick video for you, sync to music, just using photos from your phone or gallery.
Whoa. That's pretty advanced. Making shorts could become almost effortless.
Yeah, it points towards a bigger strategy, right?
Yeah.
Using AI to help creators across the board, different formats, different tasks.
A real creative partner, almost.
Kind of, yeah. Simplifying things, enhancing things.
Okay, so let's really compare this AI music assistant to the, let's say, old ways of getting music. What are the major differences? Let's dig into that.
Right. This is where you really see the shift. First off, cost and licensing. Traditionally, you're either paying for royalty-free tracks one by one, or maybe a subscription to a library like Epidemic Sound.
Or trying to license commercial music, which can get complicated and expensive fast.
Exactly. The AI tool. Free.
Yeah.
Royalty-free generation built in. It just wipes those costs and worries off the table.
Huge difference right there. What about finding the right kind of music? Customization.
Another big contrast. Stock libraries give you what they have. You search, you filter. Maybe tweak the length or tempo slightly if you're lucky.
Limited options, basically.
Pretty much. With the AI, you're describing the mood, the instruments, maybe the video type. You're actively shaping the music it creates, so it can be much closer to what you actually need.
More creative control.
Definitely. And then there's time.
Yes. The time suck of searching.
Exactly. Hours spent listening, comparing, dealing with licenses. The AI, it generates options almost instantly. Huge time saver.
No question. And what about copyright claims? We touched on it, but how does the AI help there specifically?
Well, because it's generating new original compositions based on your prompt. The risk of running into those content ID matches or disputes should be way, way lower than using pre-existing tracks, even royalty-free ones sometimes.
That's a really good point. Even royalty-free isn't always foolproof with content ID.
Right. This potentially offers a much safer route.
Now, there's always the other side of the coin. What about the impact on, you know, actual human musicians who make library music?
Yeah, that's a valid concern, and it comes up a lot with AI generation. Does this replace human composers? The traditional model supports musicians through those license fees. The AI model, well, it bypasses that.
So there's a potential disruption there.
There is. Though some might argue it's just another tool, maybe handling background stuff while humans focus on more prominent compositions. It's complex.
Definitely something to watch. Okay, stepping back a bit, where is AI music heading in general? Any trends relevant here?
Oh, things are moving fast. The info points to AI getting better at more than just instrumentals. Think AI-generated lyrics.
Lyrics too, wow.
Yeah, and more complex song structures. Maybe AI helping with songwriting itself. We're also seeing AI that can kind of create music on the fly, adapting to situations, maybe even for things like AI music therapy.
Music therapy, that's wild.
Yeah, personalized music for well-being.
Mm.
But back to creators, that auto-syncing for short videos we mentioned, that's a clear trend. Making music integration seamless, especially for fast-paced content. The overall direction is making music creation and use easier, more accessible, thanks to AI.
So for you listening, thinking about your own videos or podcasts, how can you actually leverage these AI music tools?
Well, the most direct way, based on this YouTube tool, is start playing with it in Creator Music when you get access. Use those text prompts, see what it generates for your background music needs in your longer videos.
Yeah, needs an intro theme, background for a tutorial, a specific mood for a segment. Give the AI a try. It's free. It's right there.
Exactly. Could be perfect for podcasts, voiceovers, finding that right ambient sound.
And keep an eye out for things like that auto-syncing feature if you do shorts.
Right. As these tools roll out, experiment with them. See how they fit your workflow.
The information we had also mentioned some success stories or examples of AI and music already happening. Could you share one?
Yeah, there was a good one about Taryn Southern. She's a musician creator. She actually used AI as a collaborator to help create an entire album.
And an entire album with AI.
Yeah, co-creating melodies, harmonies. It shows AI not just replacing, but like augmenting the artist's work, a creative partner.
That's a much more positive spin than just AI taking jobs.
Yeah.
Collaboration.
Exactly. And think about music streaming, like Spotify or Apple Music. Their AI recommendation engines apparently boosted user engagement by something like 25%.
25%, just from better recommendations.
Yeah, it shows how good AI can be at connecting the right music with the right listener. Huge impact.
That is significant. Any other examples?
The source also mentioned AI mastering tools, things like Landar or Isotope Neutron. They use AI to help independent creators get that professional, polished sound on their tracks without needing, you know, expensive studio engineers.
Making pro-level mastering more accessible, another barrier lowered.
Mm-hmm. It all points to AI becoming deeply integrated into the music creation and consumption landscape.
Okay, so let's wrap our heads around this specific YouTube Music Assistant AI tool. What are the absolute key takeaways for creators?
I'd say, one, it's a free way to get custom instrumental music. Two, it's royalty-free, reducing copyright headaches. Three, it's integrated into YouTube Studio, making it convenient. Four, it saves time compared to traditional searching.
And five, it potentially improves your storytelling by letting you get music that really fits.
Exactly. It simplifies sourcing music for your long-form stuff, enhances engagement, and it shows YouTube is serious about giving creators AI tools.
It really does feel like it's about giving creators more power, more freedom.
That seems to be the core idea. Empowering you with more creative options, less hassle.
So as we finish up this deep dive, it's pretty clear YouTube's AI Music Assistant is, well, a noteworthy development. It tackles those big pain points. Cost, time, copyright fear, offers a solution that's free, custom, built in.
Yeah, it's definitely a tool designed to put more sonic control right into your hand, the creator's hands.
And just to leave you with something to think about, as these AI music tools get better and easier to use, how might that change, you know, the whole world of online content? What happens when anyone can generate the perfect background track instantly?
Does it change what background music even means?
Right. Could it open up totally new ways to be creative? What new things could you do with tools like this down the road? Definitely some interesting things to ponder. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
Hi, this is Norman, and you're listening to the G. Ray Records Music Network podcast. Enjoy the program.